While John embarked on college life at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, 55 miles to the northwest, Gay began high school in Danville.
Well, high school for me was kind of agonizing. I was not of the upper echelon of popularity. I wasn't a cheerleader. I wasn't a majorette or anything like that. And I was very shy around most males. I didn't have a lot of boyfriends or anything like that.
For her junior and senior year, she went to a private all-girls school attached to Averett College in Danville called Stratford Hall.
It was really a much nicer world, I think, back then, because you could be secure in knowing you didn't have to worry about some guy coming in the place and having to put on a prim and proper facade. You could just be yourself and let it all hang out if you wanted to. Because it was attached to a junior college, we also had guys coming up from the local colleges. In those days, schools were much more segregated as far as sexes were concerned.
In fact, at the University of North Carolina at the time, there were 6,000 male students and only about 600 female ones.
So they gave us money to arrange for dances with girls' colleges. Stratford and Averett were close, you know, within 50 miles or something. So they gave you money to get a bus and go up there, and so I arranged to take a busload of characters up there to Danville, to Stratford. I was outside minding my own business when this little person came up on the patio there. That little person became your mother.
I had not planned to go to that particular dance because I didn't have a date and I really didn't want to have a date. Really good, and I had gone to the dorm to help one of my buddies get ready for the dance because she did have a date. And there was another girl there that claimed she had a date, but she didn't really. But she didn't want to stay in the dorm, so she got all dressed up and said she was supposed to meet this guy down at the gym. But she couldn't walk down to the gym by herself. And because I was dressed nicely, albeit in a skirt and sweater, not an evening gown, I was directed by the house mother to walk this young lady down to the gym and see to it she met her friend.
She didn't come to the dance. And I asked her, well, why didn't you come to the dance?
Yeah, I said, well, I'm not dressed for it. He said, well, you know, I'll ride with you home and you change and we'll go back. And I'll meet your parents and all this kind of stuff, because that's what people did, you know.
And I met her father and her mother, and I met Uncle Bob and Aunt Sarah. And, you know, they're looking like, what's this little Yankee boy doing here, you know?
Bob and Sarah Edwards were not actual blood relatives. They were lifelong friends of the Winokurs.
They were having dinner, is what they were doing.
And I don't know whether he just had something to eat or not, but anyway, they were having steak and stuff like that. And what red-blooded guy is going to turn down steak? So we sat there and we ate. I turned down onions because I really, at that point in time, didn't care for any. But then Uncle Bob had to tease me about why I was not eating onions and going wink, wink, blink, blink, and all that kind of stuff to John. And so when the plate comes to John,
says, here, have some onions. You need some onions, you know.
John turns down the onions and he pipes up, why are you not eating any onions, John? And all this blink, blink, wink, wink.
He was ornery.
So we were both thoroughly embarrassed, and you know, I feel like if your dad survived that, he could survive anything. Against the advice of my friends, we actually kissed on the first date. You weren't supposed to do that then. At least that's what they said, but I think they lied too.
But then how could she resist when John had a charm that none of her boyfriends before him had?
He was a very nice kisser. And since my two prior boyfriends had each only had one arm, it was nice to have two arms around me. One boyfriend, well, he was kind of a boyfriend. He had his left arm shot off in an accident by a friend of his had gotten, or his father had gotten a shotgun for Christmas or something. And so the guy was waving it around and he happened to shoot Brooke's arm off. And then the next time was actually my first boyfriend, is the one I told you was flying the plane, and it was a remote control plane. It got into the high tension wires of electrical wires, and he burned from the back of his head down to the heel, and he lost his right arm.
John and Gay began dating steadily. Despite their devotion to each other, thoughts of marriage did not leap to their minds.
But I made a lot of trips to Danville after that.
I don't know, but I don't think I was thinking, I was 16, okay, so I'm not, but I just know that I was quite taken with him probably about a month and a half after we started dating.
I didn't have a lot of plans, you know. I wasn't a great planner.
When Gay finished high school in June of 1960, she and a friend celebrated their graduation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. John met her at the train station when she returned.
Perhaps I really knew how serious I was about him was when I saw him in the train station. And I realized how terribly bad I had missed him over just that short span of time.
But if Gay's parents wanted to see her married, they wanted to see her go to college first. After, of course, her debutante ball.
The expectations of young ladies back in when I was growing up was that you would graduate high school, make your social debut, and go to college. You didn't have to really major in anything very serious because you were expected to marry shortly after leaving college. We decided to kind of reverse all of that, skip the debut altogether, get married, and not go to college. It was a hell of a way to get out of a term paper.
At the time, it seemed almost like that's all it was. Although they had dated for more than a year, the decision to marry came quickly.
About a week before I got married, I guess.
The relationship had gotten quite intense, and again, back then, there wasn't anything like you didn't shack up and that, you didn't do that kind of stuff.
We were never engaged that I know of.
March 4th, 1961, Gay informed her parents that she was getting married and that the wedding would happen later that day.
They knew we were quite serious and they weren't particularly thrilled, but I mean, I was 18, so there wasn't a lot they could, you know, really say about it.
They had arranged for a ceremony at the Presbyterian Church in Yanceyville, North Carolina. The event that marked the beginning of a marriage that would last more than four decades was not photographed.